Against Heresies by St. Irenaeus of Lyon, Book 5, Chapter 33. Further proofs of the same proposition, drawn from the promises made by Christ, when he declared that he would drink of the fruit of the vine with his disciples in his Father's kingdom, while at the same time he promised to reward them 100-fold, and to make them partake of banquets. The blessing pronounced by Jacob had pointed out this already, as Papias and the elders have interpreted it. For this reason, when about to undergo his sufferings, that he might declare to Abraham and those with him the glad tidings of the inheritance being thrown open, after he had given thanks while holding the cup and had drunk of it and given it to the disciples, he said to them, "Drink all of it. This is my blood of the new covenant, which shall be shed for many for the remission of sins. But I say unto you, I will not drink henceforth of the fruit of the vine until that day when I will drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom." Thus, then, he will himself renew the inheritance of the earth, and will reorganize the mystery of the glory of his sons. As David says, "He who has renewed the face of the earth." He promised to drink of the fruit of the vine with his disciples, thus indicating both these points: the inheritance of the earth, in which the new fruit of the vine is drunk, and the resurrection of his disciples in the flesh. For the new flesh, which rises again, is the same which also received the new cup. And he cannot by any means be understood as drinking of the fruit of the vine when settled down with his disciples above in a supercelestial place. Nor, again, are they who drink it devoid of flesh, for to drink of that which flows from the vine pertains to flesh, not spirit. And for this reason the Lord declared, "When you make a dinner or a supper, do not call your friends, nor your neighbors, nor your kinfolk, lest they ask you in return, and so repay you. But call the lame, the blind, and the poor, and you shall be blessed, since they cannot recompense you, but a recompense shall be made you at the resurrection of the just." And again he says, "Whosoever shall have left lands, or houses, or parents, or brethren, or children, because of me, he shall receive in this world 100-fold, and in that to come he shall inherit eternal life. For what are the 100-fold rewards in this world, the entertainments given to the poor, and the suppers for which a return is made? These are in the times of the kingdom, that is, upon the 7th day, which has been sanctified, in which God rested from all the works which he created, which is the true Sabbath of the righteous, which they shall not be engaged in any earthly occupation, but shall have a table at hand prepared for them by God, supplying them with all sorts of dishes. The blessing of Isaac, with which he blessed his younger son Jacob, has the same meaning. When he says, 'Behold, the smell of my son is as the smell of a full field which the Lord has blessed.' But 'the field is the world.' And therefore he added, 'God give to you of the dew of heaven and of the fatness of the earth plenty of corn and wine. And let the nations serve you and kings bow down to you and be lord over your brother. And your father's sons shall bow down to you. Cursed shall be he who shall curse you, and blessed shall be he who shall bless you. If anyone, then, does not accept these things as referring to the appointed kingdom, he must fall into much contradiction and contrariety, as is the case with the Jews, who are involved in absolute perplexity. For not only did not the nations in this life serve Jacob, but even after he had received the blessing, he himself going forth served his uncle Laban the Syrian for 20 years. And not only was he not made lord of his brother, but he did himself bow down before his brother Esau upon his return to from Mesopotamia to his father, and offered many gifts to him. Moreover, in what way did he inherit much corn and wine here, he who emigrated to Egypt because of the famine which possessed the land in which he was dwelling, and became subject to Pharaoh, who was then ruling over Egypt? The predicted blessing, therefore, belongs unquestionably to the times of the kingdom, when the righteous shall bear rule upon their rising from the dead, when also the creation, having been renovated and set free, shall fructify with an abundance of all kinds of food, from the dew of heaven and from the fertility of the earth. As the elders who saw John, the disciple of the Lord, related that they had heard from him how the Lord used to teach in regard to these times, and say, "The days will come in which vines shall grow, each having 10,000 branches, and in each branch 10,000 twigs, and in each true twig 10,000 shoots, and in each one of these shoots 10,000 clusters, and on every one of the clusters 10,000 grapes. And every grape, when pressed, will give 25 metretes of wine. And when any one of the saints shall lay hold of a cluster, another shall cry out, 'I am a better cluster! Take me! Bless the Lord through me!' In like manner, that a grain of wheat would produce 10,000 ears, and that every ear should have 10,000 grains, and every grain would yield 10 pounds of clear, pure, fine flour, and that all other fruit-bearing trees and seeds and grass would produce in similar proportions, and that all animals feeding on the productions of the earth should become peaceful and harmonious among each other, and be in perfect subjection to man. And these things are borne witness to in writing by Papias, the hearer of John, and a companion of Polycarp, in his fourth book, for there were 5 books compiled by him. And he says in addition, 'Now these things are credible to believers.' And he says that, when the traitor Judas did not give credit to them, and put the question, 'How then can things about to bring forth so abundantly be wrought by the Lord?' the Lord declared, 'They who shall come to these shall see.' When prophesying of these times, therefore, Isaiah says, 'The wolf also shall feed with the lamb, and the leopard shall take his rest with the kid. The calf also, and the bull, and the lion shall eat together, and a little boy shall lead them. The ox and the bear shall feed together, and their young ones shall agree together, and the lion shall eat straw as well as the ox. And the infant boy shall thrust his hand into the asp's den, into the nest also of the adder's brood. And they shall do no harm, nor have power to hurt anything in my holy mountain.' And again he says, in recapitulation, 'Wolves and lambs shall then browse together, and the lion shall eat straw like the ox, and the serpent earth as if it were bread. and they shall neither hurt nor annoy anything in my holy mountain, says the Lord. I am quite aware that some persons endeavor to refer these words to the case of savage men, both of different nations and various habits, who come to believe, and when they have believed, act in harmony with the righteous. But although this is true now with regard to some men coming from various nations to the harmony of the faith, nevertheless, in the resurrection of the just, the words shall also apply to those animals mentioned. For God is rich in all things. And it is right that when the creation is restored, all the animals should obey and be in subjection to man, and revert to the food originally given by God. For they had been originally subjected in obedience to Adam. That is, the productions of the earth. But some other occasion, and not the present, is for showing that the lion shall feed on straw. And this indicates the large size and rich quality of the fruits. For if that animal, the lion, feeds upon straw, of what a quality must the wheat itself be, whose straw shall serve as suitable food for lions? End of chapter 33.